Ready for his recital. He looks so cute.
Good.
Oh, I'm so nervous. Imagine our son playing drums in public for the first time.
Yeah, it's quite an occasion, all right.
Oh, it sure is.
Well?
Well, what?
What about my lunch?
Oh, yes, honey. I got a nice sandwich for you already in the refrigerator. Oh. Well, that's funny.
Lucy,
what?
The refrigerator is that big white thing back there.
What's the matter with me? Here it is. There you are, dear.
Thank you.
And I have some hot coffee here. There we are. Oh, gee. Isn't this exciting?
Mm-hmm.
Mm. What's the matter? What's
the matter? Honey, it's too hot.
Oh, I'm sorry. Well, look, we'll just do this. This is what my mother used to do. There we are. That'll cool it off. There you are, dear.
It's cooler, all right, but I like it a little stronger.
Oh, for heaven's sake. Oh, honey, I'm so sorry. There you are, dear.
Well, it's still too hot. Maybe an ice cube will help us.
An ice cube, an ice cube, an ice cube, yeah. Okay, dear, here we are. There's a nice cube for you. That's a very good idea.
Lucy.
Yeah?
Do you always put the ice cubes in the oven?
Oh, no, not always, dear. No.
Honey, calm down. Why are you so nervous?
Oh, honey, I can't help it. I just can't help it. He's such a baby. Do you think we're rushing him?
Oh, now, honey, it's just a little recital at his music school.
I know, but this is such a big moment in my child's life. I'm just nervous about it, that's all. What's with you? It's your child, too. How come you're so calm?
Well, what is there to be uncalm about? Nothing to worry. The recital will be great. Now, are you ready?
Yeah, I'm all ready.
Is little Ricky ready?
Yeah, he's ready. How about you?
I've been ready for hours. Come on, let's go.
Look at you. You're not nervous, huh?
Well, I guess so.
Yeah, I guess you are. I'll tell the merchant to see if they're ready.
Hi, Lucy.
Hi.
Have you seen Ethel? I can't find my green tie.
No, she hasn't been here.
Well, I'll be ready in a minute.
Yeah, hurry up. Lucy, have you seen Fred? I was taking a spot off his tie. I can't find him anywhere. He was just here looking for you. Oh, thanks.
Are you sure Ethel isn't over here?
He was just here looking for you. No, I'll find him. Lucy, he isn't over there. Oh, thanks.
Where have you been? I've been looking all over for you.
Well, how do you like that? For the first time in 20 years, we've been trying to find each other.
Oh, hi.
Yeah, hi.
Come on, let's get going.
All right. We're all ready, dear. Oh, I'm as nervous as a cat. Me too. I was so nervous I couldn't eat my breakfast.
And believe me, for Ethel, that's nervous.
Oh, look who's talking. He was so nervous he got dressed first and then took a shower.
Ethel, we know family secrets.
Why is everybody so jittery?
Yeah, what's the matter with us? It's silly to be this way.
Of course, the kid has been taking drum lessons for a month, and we know he's good.
Good? Why, he's wonderful.
That kid's dynamite.
Yeah. That's right, so what do we have to worry about?
Yeah, why worry about it? Honey, do you really think he's good?
Look, Lucy, I have complete confidence in the boy. It just so happens that he has inherited his father's musical ability.
Yeah, but is he good?
Look, did Mr. Crawford said that he was the best drummer in the school?
Uh-huh.
Well, there you are.
Of course, he's the only drummer in the school.
Now, honey, don't worry. The recital is going to be...
Sure, perfectly relaxed.
That's kids for you.
You're not nervous, are you, honey?
No.
Yeah, but he's not a bit nervous.
We knew you wouldn't be.
Mommy.
What, honey?
What's nervous?
Nervous? Well, that's when you get stage fright, like when you're playing drums in front of a lot of strangers. Oh, go get your coat on, honey.
Yeah,
go
get
your coat. We'll get our hats and coats, honey.
We'll be right back, Rick, and help you with the drums.
Okay.
What's the matter with you?
Well, honey, I didn't mean to say anything in front of him. I didn't want to put ideas in his head,
well,
but I just didn't
maybe
think.
It didn't register, but just, you know, if we're calm, then he'll be calm.
Yeah.
Well, yes, you and I...
It's kind of hard to be calm.
Well, yes, you and I don't get nervous, and then
okay.
The kid will be all right. We don't get upset. Well, the two cars were there, and we were talking. I didn't see what I was doing. Let's go. Let's get this. I want to grab something.
Right,
let's go.
Okay. I can carry this.
Okay. Now, have we got everything?
I think
sorry,
so.
Dear. I got the bass drum.
These are the snares. I got the cymbals.
I got the tom-tom.
Okay,
okay,
we got
we did everything. Let's go.
All right, here we go.
Really, very nice. Now, Diana Van Fossen.
Oh.
The favorites with the selection on the violin.
Oh,
Diana.
Nice. That's my little girl.
Oh, she's very sweet.
Now, as a finale for our little recital here, our own little six-piece band is going to play... Has anybody seen my gal? Now, first on bass, Buddy Noble. Buddy! Babe, ukulele, Earl Roby. Come in, Earl. And trumpet, Robert Norman.
Robert.
Trombone, Jeff Woodruff.
Jeff.
And accordion, Larry Gleason. Come, Larry.
Hello, Larry.
My boy. And on drums, Ricky Ricardo.
Yay! Jr.
And on drums, Ricky Ricardo Jr.
What's the matter, honey?
Mommy!
What's
mommy,
the matter?
What's the matter?
What's the matter?
I'm nervous, Mommy. I got stage
fright. Sorry. He's got stage fright.
It's all right. Look. It's all right, Rick. Lucy.
What
are you doing?
Well, his drums have been in the closet for 3 whole days. He hasn't even gone near them. I thought maybe if I put them out in plain sight...
I thought we agreed not to force him to play.
Who's forcing him? I'm just going to use the power of suggestion. If he sees the drums out here, he may want to play them, that's all.
All right, but I don't want to make him play.
Oh, honey.
I want it to be his own idea.
Now, you know I wouldn't make him do anything he didn't want to do. I won't say a word. The drums will be out here. If he wants to play them, fine.
Okay. I got to go get finished dressing. I've got to get out of here.
All right, honey.
Hi, you want to go to the grocery store with me?
I can in about half an hour.
Oh, Lucy! Little Ricky's playing his drums again.
No, honey. This is just my idea. I thought if I put him out, maybe I'd put the idea in his head.
Oh. Gee, I sure hope it works.
Oh, me too.
Call me when you're ready to go to the store.
Okay, dear.
Maybe I can get a little dusting done.
Okay.
Now, Lucy, you'll be glad to know that I'm going to fix that loose railing on the back porch.
Well, what's the rush? We only reported it 5 years and three delivery boys ago.
Very, very funny. Hey, is my godson coming out of retirement?
No, your godson isn't coming out of retirement. I'm just putting the drums out here. If he wants to play them, he can.
Now, listen, Mother Hen. Don't peck at me because you're upset about your baby chick.
Little Ricky!
Yes?
Hi, what you doing, honey?
Just playing.
Oh. It is?
Yeah. My crayons.
Oh, crayons. By George, somebody put your drums out here. They look kind of lonely. I'll bet they wish somebody would play them. Well, if nobody wants to play them, I think I will. I'm playing your drums. I goofed.
Did anything happen?
Well, nothing except I may put out an album called Music to Color By. Really think so, Mr. Crawford?
Oh, absolutely.
Stage fright is just like falling off a horse. If you don't get right back on, you'll never ride again.
Is that so?
Yes. And I want you to know, Mrs. Ricardo,
I'm every bit as concerned about your boy as you and Mr. Ricardo are.
Well, thank you, Mr. Crawford. We certainly appreciate that. And thanks for the advice. I'll talk to my husband when he comes in.
Fine. Goodbye.
Goodbye, Mr. Crawford.
What is it you want to talk to me about, huh?
Little Ricky's got to get right back on his horse.
What?
When you fall off a horse, you've got to get right back on.
Little Ricky fell off a horse? What was he doing on a horse?
Oh, relax, honey. He didn't really fall off a horse.
Oh. Why do you say so?
Mr. Crawford was just using a figure of speech. He meant that if we wanted to help little Ricky get over his stage fright, we wanted to make sure that he played in public again as soon as possible.
Oh. Well, that's the way he got frightened in the first place.
That's just the point. This is now the cure.
Well, I don't know, honey. I think we're making too much of this. Maybe the kid just doesn't want to play the drums.
Look, whether he wants to play the drums or not is no longer important. The big thing now is his fear. Being afraid to play at the recital was only the beginning. From here on, he could develop a fear of all sorts of things. He might be afraid to go to school. He might be afraid to meet people, appear in public. Why, if we don't conquer this right now, it could ruin his whole life.
Well, that makes a lot of sense. Boy, I'm sure glad that you're the mother of my child.
Well, thank you, dear.
When I think of all those other women I might have married.
Yeah, you sure were lucky. Oh, what other women?
Like you say, we have enough problems already.
Yeah. We'll just talk about that later. Right now, the important thing is finding a place for little Ricky to play in public as soon as possible.
All right. What do you suggest?
Well, I was thinking, Why can't little Ricky and his band play at your club one night?
Lucy, what's come over you?
Bad idea, huh?
No, good idea. What's come over you?
Well, I don't know. I guess I just make a mistake now and then.
I think it's a wonderful idea.
You do?
Oh, sure. It's probably just what he needs to snap him out of this mood that he's in.
Uh-huh.
And I bet you that the audience will love it.
Well, honey, I'm so happy you like my suggestion.
Yes, baby.
Close your eyes, Ethelite. I want you to get me a wild idea.
Hi.
We bought little Ricky a present.
Oh, how cute. A little teddy bear that plays the drum. Oh,
we figured he might take the hint.
That costs 49 cents. But in a case like this, money is no object.
Oh. Well, gee, it's a wonderful idea, and thanks a lot, but I think we've got the problem all settled.
You have?
Yeah. Yeah, we're going to have little Ricky and his band play at the Club Babaloo one night.
You are?
Yeah, we decided that if he's not going to go through life being afraid, he just has to play the drums again.
Right away.
Oh, of course. Oh, boy, I'm glad it's all settled.
Wait a minute. Is it all settled? If we can't get him to play here in the living room, how are we going to get him to play at the club?
Hey, that's right.
If we could get him to play at the club, we wouldn't have to get him to play at the club.
That makes sense. Or does it?
Of course it does. The trick is how to get little Ricky to do it.
Oh.
One of us will just have to go in there and talk him into it.
Okay. Well?
Well?
You're his father.
You're his mother.
Well, now that we've got it straight who his parents are, which one of you is going in there and talk to him?
Why don't you?
Me?
Yeah, why not? You're his godfather.
Well, you're his godmother.
Well, now that we got it straight who his godparents are, which one of you is going to go in there and talk to him?
Go ahead, Ethel.
Me?
Yeah, go ahead, Ethel.
All right, I will. I'll use reverse psychology on him. That always works with children.
Mm-hmm.
Well?
What happened?
Did your reverse psychology work?
Not exactly. I said, little Ricky, you don't want to play those nasty old drums, do you? And he said, no.
Well, now what'll he do? All right.
You can talk him out of his stage fright.
If anybody can talk anybody into doing anything, it's Lucy.
Yeah, she's good at that sort of thing.
Sure.
Next.
Samara, can you talk him into it?
I got stage fright.
Oh.
Well, I guess that leaves you and me, Fred.
Leaves you. I'm chicken.
Very well. Hi, partner.
Hi, Daddy.
I brought a surprise for you. It's a present from Uncle Fred and Aunt Ethel.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Well, you say we'll have a little talk, huh?
Okay.
You know, when I was a little boy your age, I used to love to go down to my daddy's office and visit him. But I don't have an office. I work in a nightclub.
The Babaloo?
That's right. How'd you like to come down to the Babaloo and visit me?
I like that, Daddy.
Okay. And would you like to bring your drums with you and your little band and play there?
Will you be that, Daddy?
I sure will.
Will other people be there?
Yeah.
I'll stay home.
You stay home. Why, are you afraid? Well, now, you come over here, partner.
You know, I want to tell you something. It's all right to be afraid. You know, when I play in front of people, I'm afraid too. I don't know whether they're going to like me or whether they're going to laugh at me or what. Is that the way you feel?
Yes, Daddy.
But the minute that I start playing, the minute that I hear the music, I'm not afraid anymore. I'll show you what I mean. You see our little friend here? Look at that. He's so scared he can't even move. Now let's pretend that he's going to play at the club, see? And let's pretend that all these are the people in the audience, and they're all sitting around, and they're going to watch him play the drums, see? Now let's see what happens to him, okay? Look at him go, see? He's not afraid anymore. And look at them. They're not laughing at him. They like him. And if they like him, they'll like you a lot more. Because you're a much better drummer than his. So, what do you say, partner?
Okay, partner.
Good boy.
There you are, Robert. Oh, Robert looks great, doesn't he?
There you are, honey.
There you are.
Hey. Hi, hi. Oh. Everybody here, Mr. Crawford?
Well, everybody but Earl Robey, the ukulele player.
Well, you better call the house and find out if he's left.
Well, that's a good idea.
Yeah. Listen, kids, you want to peek at the audience through the curtains?
Yeah, peek at the audience. That's lots of fun.
Get your instruments. We might as well put them on the bandstand, huh?
Well, listen, honey, will you bring him right back?
Sure, I'll bring him right back.
Because I haven't finished dressing him yet.
Okay, I'll bring him right back.
Come right back now, darling.
Just let him take a peek.
Okay. Oh, don't they look cute?
I'll say. Yes,
yes. Oh, boy, I hope this idea works.
Me too. My stomach's so full of butterflies, I could start a collection.
Honey, now, whatever you do, don't say anything about being nervous in front of little Ricky.
Oh, no, now, Fred, don't even mention the word scared or stage fright now.
Okay, okay.
Be sure.
Don't forget now.
Okay, son.
Hey,
get him ready right away, Mom. I'm going to start the show right now.
All right, honey, we will. Well, did you see all the nice people?
I'll say.
How do you feel, honey?
Fine, Mommy.
Atta boy, you're not the least bit.
What are you trying to do, scare? Watch yourselves. You're going to give little Ricky stay as sweet as you are.
Oh, dear.
What's the matter?
Of all things.
What?
Earl Robey can't be here. He has the measles.
Oh, for heaven's sake.
No ukulele player. And they've rehearsed with six, and now they've only got five. I don't know how it'll sound. Oh. It'll just blow the whole thing wide open.
Mr. Crawford.
Well, this is the most terrible thing that could have happened to us.
Mr. Crawford.
Oh, what a catastrophe. No ukulele.
Mr. Crawford.
Yes, but I told Mr. Ricardo that I'm so nervous.
Mr. Crawford. Here, put your hat on, sweetheart. Here we go. We're all ready now.
Mommy.
Yes, dear.
I don't want to play without a ukulele.
Oh, now, honey, don't worry about a thing. Everything's going to be just fine. Here are your drumsticks.
But I don't want to play without a ukulele.
Now, look, honey. Honey, look. I promise you, you'll have a ukulele player. Do you hear? Fred, get a message to Ricky. Tell him the band will play as scheduled.
All right.
Yeah, fix his coat. Okay, I'll fix his coat. I'll button up your coat. And you'll go out there and just be great and play your drums.
Thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen. Tonight we have a wonderful new attraction for you here at the Club Babaloo. And I am indeed very proud to present to you Ricky Ricardo Jr. and his Dixieland Band.
Thank you.
You bet.
Lucy is a Desi Lou production. Lucille Ball and Desi Arnaz will be back next week at this same time.